All right, we'll have that pizza lunch, Rosh Chodesh. We'll have that Rosh Chodesh other. Okay? All right, let's begin, guys. All right. We now begin the sugya of this year of music. One point I just want to mention from yesterday, and that is that the Gemara here describes the reason why the husband got upset at the Pilegish Begiva. One day it said because it was the fly. One day it said it was because of the hair. Whatever the case might be, I think it's important that we should point out, and this is what Moshe really stresses in the Tshuva, is that the fact that the Gemara is giving different opinions as to what caused the woman to go away from the husband, obviously the assumption is that she wasn't mizanin, that the pshat, the tizna, didn't mean nus mamish, like Rashi says in Shoftim, and like the Radak says in Shoftim. But as Rav Moshe holds, Rashi and the Radak were basing themselves on Midrashim, whereas our Gemara, the Shas, and whenever there's a Machlokes, the Gemara and Midrashim, you always follow Shas and follow the Gemara. By the fact that the Gemara was digging up reasons why she left the home, obviously the Gemara assumed that she was not mizanin. Okay? And that's what Rav Moshe really brings out, and that's what they were both miskaving, right? That he was an Adam Kosher. That he was an Adam Kosher. He might have gotten upset, but no one's perfect sometimes, right? And therefore he was an Adam Kosher. And as we said, the Rav Moshe read the Pasuk and showed him accordingly that he wasn't the man that offered her to the people outside, but rather was the host of the home. Against the Radak and the Mitzvot Dovid, as we said yesterday. That's how Rav Moshe would have to read the Pasuk in Shoftim as well. But I wanted to bring that out because we said the Maram Shiv said that how is this demonstrative that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was, that Rav Yosser was a good man. Rav Yosser you could rely on. Because the fact that he got angry wasn't because of Rav Yosser's opinion of the fly, but rather it was because of the hair. We had that Maram Shif on Thursday. So how do we answer that? We answer that by saying, what do we say from the Maram Shif and the Taisa Rosh? That really what? Really got angry because of the hair, but once he got angry because of the hair, he also got angry because of the fly. But what did the Maram Shif and the Taisa Rosh say? They said that he revealed to Ladiris that it was not just a hair, but there was a fly. And that itself, it wasn't for Rav Yosser, we would have never known about the fly. And that itself showed that he was a person that could be relied on, Rav Yosser. But Rav Moshe says differently. Rav Moshe says that they were both miskaven, that he was an Adam Kosher, and that she wasn't mizanin. And the only reason why he would have taken her back, like the Pasuk says, because she wasn't mizanin. And he was willing to take her back. So that's the chiddush that we want to bring out for Rav Moshe. And that's the stress of the Gemara. Okay. Let's see the Gemara here now. On Daf Zayin of Aleph, we're up to. Okay. We got to get moving. Today we'll do the Isser of Music. But tomorrow we got to get fight the Tomat Base. We got to get moving. Okay. Want to get moving through the... It's not I got it. It's important, didn't it? Okay. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay. Adam, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara inside. Where we left off. Go ahead. Shochulei l'marukva. So now that Marukva has been rescued, because Geneva was put in Kolar, and it's interesting that Marukva sent the Shiloh to Rabbi Lazar, and he wrote it with Sirtu. Now they go ahead and ask, go ahead. I couldn't hear you. Shochulei, go ahead. Shochulei again. They sent the Marukva, go ahead. Zimra, song. How do you know that it's Osir? Okay. Instruments, musical instruments is what Zimra means. Go ahead. Sirtate, he wrote a line. The Kosovlu, he wrote the Pasuk. Go ahead. Do not rejoice. The Jewish people should not rejoice. like the non-Jews rejoice. So I just want you to get down to Yisrael. Bracha points out that maybe, we'll get back to this, Blinetter, maybe the pasuk is giving a reasoning why music is usher. Maybe it's a manifestation of chukos ha'akum. We discussed, and when we talked about Thanksgiving, the category of chukos ha'akum. The Targum Uklis says you're not allowed to walk in the behavior of non-Jews. So the Yisrael Bracha wants to say maybe the pshat is here that musical instruments are the way that non-Jews rejoice. We as Jews should not rejoice in the same manner. And if we did, it would be a breach of chukos ha'goyim. So let's get that down. Okay, it's an interesting diuk. All right, go ahead, Viter. Why didn't you quote more a direct pasuk? With song you shouldn't drink wine, right? Pasuk in Yeshayah. Go ahead, Yimar Shechar Lishusov, Lishosov, right? Go ahead. If you just had that second pasuk, I would think only what? Musical instruments are awesome. Go ahead. But Puma would be what? Would be permissible. Even what voice singing is prohibited is usher. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Zimra. Read the Dibra Masko there. Go ahead.
Zimra.
Right. What does Mishtalos mean? Party houses. That it would be usher to sing in party houses. Go ahead. Yimar. Right. It should be bitter. Demone. Yeah, read the Dibra Masko there. Akinor is a harp. Very well. Okay, good. So we see Beferish, that our Gemara seems to say pretty Beferish, and this is what I want to bring out. We're going to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, the next ensuing Gemara also discusses Inyanim of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There are many halachas that flow from the notion of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Many halachas, okay? Flow from this halacha. For example, the Gemara writes in Brachas, you're not allowed to be too happy in this world. Why not? Because it says, in fact, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'u Adam, Shiyamalech Schok Pi Volum Hazet. So what did Rabbi Yochanan answer him? Az Yamalech Schok Pi, in Brachas and Daflam Adalim. Only when the Mashiach comes. So the Gemara says, when Rish Lakish heard that, he was never happy his whole life. So Rav Hashulchan writes, you can be a little bit happy, but you can't have frivolity and kalos rosh. So we know that there is halachas that stem from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay? There are halachas. A famous halacha is when you build a house, you're supposed to leave like some part of your house unfinished, undone. Okay? That's a din of what? That's a halacha of Churban Beis HaMikdash. What we could call, let's call it Zecher L'Churban Beis HaMikdash, okay? Zecher L'Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's one halacha. I'll give you another example of halacha. The last daf in Cheskes Abatim, on Daf Samech, says that they wanted to aser meat the whole year. Why? Because we have no karbonis. The Gemara says, was Xerishen Rov Tzibur Yecholin La'amodba. Right? The whole oilim couldn't deal with that for a whole year, not that meat. So we limit it to when? We limit it to the 9 days. So there's a din of Zeichel L'Churban Beis HaMikdash. Once you get that example down as well, because Rav Shechter points out in the Sefer, it's very interesting. Do Ketanim eat meat during the 9 days? Yes or no? Do we give Ketanim wine? Do we give them meat? No, we don't. Why is that? It's a bit problematic. Why is that problematic? Because there is a din, the Ramah and the Shach write, Ein Chinuch La'Avelis. Ein Chinuch La'Avelis. There's a din of Chinuch in Kol HaTorah Kulo, to mechanach our kids in mitzvahs. When it comes to Avelis, there's no din Chinuch. You send a boy or girl below the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, you don't have to sit here, you send them to school. Why? Because the Beis Hillel on the side of the page in your day, Nuchas Avelis writes, the Nehugi Avelis are in Yonim of Tshuva. All actions of Avelis we do are in Yonim of Tshuva. Repentance.
The Gemara writes in Meseches Pesachim, Yisim Meis B'chabura Yidag Kol HaChabura. Someone, God forbid, dies in a group, the whole Chabura should introspect. So Nihugi Avilas are manifestations, expressions of tshuva. So the Ramah and the Shach say, Ein Chinuch La'Avilas. Why? Because a katan doesn't have to do tshuva for his actions. He's not culpable. Ein Chinuch La'Avilas. So Shechter pointed out, so why on earth do we have a din? You're not allowed to feed katan meat and wine during the 9 days. There's no din of Avilas on katan. The answer is, one second, is that this din of the Isser of eating meat and drinking wine during the 9 days is not midin avelus. It's midin zeichel l'churban. Zeichel l'churban. And on the mitzvah of zeichel l'churban, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. You follow me? And therefore, you get the impression from our Gemara and the Rambam, and we're going to see, when we go through the shittas, as the ensuing Gemara, we won't get to today, but there's some tomorrow about you're not allowed to wear crowns. All of this stuff seems to be expressions, dinim, that flow from the mandate of Zeichel L'Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So that's the first approach. Actually, the second approach was that we had with Chuppas HaGoyim. We actually mentioned that first. And that's the second approach, okay? Now, there is a third approach, conceptually, to why there is an isser, perhaps, of music. And as we say, we have to see the different parameters. That is I wanted you to see the Mishnah in Maseches Sota. Okay? The Mishnah in Maseches Sota, on Daf Mem Ches, writes, Botel shir bebeis amishtos, mishabotla sanhedrin. What does that mean? It's a Mishnah in Maseches Sota. That means that when the Sanhedrin, and this is Alan, you were asking me this morning, when the Sanhedrin was exiled, the Sanhedrin was exiled from the Lishkas HaGadzis 40 years before the Churban. It's interesting, the Lashna Mishnah is a Batla Sanhedrin, Batla Shir B'Beis HaMishtos. What is this all about? Okay, what is this all about? So the Yerushalmi and Sota comments on that Mishnah, that once the Sanhedrin was exiled, they were not as in control of the Am. And therefore there was a concern that there would be vulgarities and lewdness included in the music. And they would not be able to be in touch with them and govern them. And therefore, the Yerushalmi writes, once Sanhedrin was exiled, there was a takana gzeiramei batal shir bebeis hamishtos, because there was a concern that things were getting out of the hand, and we'll call it leitzonis and kalis rosh. So what emerges from that Yerushalmi and Sota, and the simplest reading of the Mishnah, is kind of like a third approach to this isser, and that being that it's an isser of leitzonis and kalis rosh, and we know that the Rambam discusses this. We're never supposed to be a letz. Of course, you should have a good sense of humor, without a doubt, right? But you shouldn't. There's a fine line between a good sense of humor and being a letz. Actually, it's not so. It's a very clear line, because leitzonis, as Rav Huttner Zatzal always explains, is the meat of a amalek, where you take something chashuv and you trivialize it. When you mock things, you make fun of people. What did amalek do? We were the Amanifkar, the greatest nation, and what did they do? They cooled down the hot bath, Rashi quotes in the Medrash. They attacked us. They took Klal Yisrael discussion, they tried to trivialize it. So that's the Isser of Kalis Rosh and Leitzonis. And that's an Isser. And the Rambam, I gave it to you, records this in Hilchos what? Hilchos Deis. Did you see that Rambam there in Hilchos Deis? Rambam is, looking for it here, Rambam we had in Hilchos Deis. I think I gave it to you, no? I didn't give it to you? Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis Beferish that there is a notion of not becoming a letz and a ribui of Kalos Rosh. We'll get the exact markum when we get up to it. So as introduction, we wanted to say there are perhaps three different possibilities as to what the Getter Adin is, as to why we are assuring here the concept of what? Of music. Okay?
Let's see Adam now, the Tosfos. Go ahead. Let's see Tosfos. So what does Rashi say? It's usher in a party house. Go ahead. Who is Perik Basra? Okay, very good. Go ahead. And now Tosu Seyadzan, you should be Machmir. Go ahead. Oh, so what does Tosos now point out? What's the chumrah that he adds? What's the chumrah that he adds here? This has nothing to do with wine, does it? You're not allowed to get up in the morning and go to sleep in the evening like the Beis Galusa did to music. Tosos adds on a chumrah. That's like too much out of hand. Shemis aneg biyosir. It's too much enjoyment. It's overindulging, right? Tosfos adds on, he's overindulging, Lamaisa. Okay? That has nothing to do with wine there, though, right? That has nothing to do with wine. That's music. Live music. Go ahead. See, you're what I'm saying with that? Because you see from Rashi, push-up shot, Rashi seems to say, we'll have to get to this more, Bezashem, but Rashi said in the party house, while they're seemingly like they're drinking, right? Okay? That's what we have to see, Lamaisa. In other words, the Isser, right, is vocal and instrumental is over wine. Now Tosus adds on a chumrah that even if there is no wine, but you try to get a lot of oneg out of it, it's too much. So let's get this down. Rashi and Tosus clearly seem to say the Isser of vocal, music, and instruments seems to be on wine. Tosus now adds on a chumrah, and he says that it applies even what? Even to extra, let's say, hanah, or extra, you know, onik. We're getting up in the morning and evening where there is no wine. So Tosis adds on a chumrah. Go ahead. Then Tosis adds on a kula. Go ahead. Shir shal mitzvah is permissible. Kigon. Excellent. Well said. Kigon is always, for example, meaning that it's lav davke. You could have a lot of different examples of letzorich mitzvah. And what is your impression you get from this tosis? That this kula would apply even to what? Even to wine. That vocal and instruments would be okay with wine as long as it's letzorich mitzvah. So let's get the pshat in the tosis, okay? We have tosis adds a chumrah, and he also adds a kula. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Tosa Rosh and the Rith in Brachas, in the fifth parak, quotes Rav Haigon that says as follows. When we say that music, all instruments, and voice is usur, that's only songs of love for human beings. Ava l'chaveiro, or to, I don't know, you know, address someone's beauty. Kind of like lewdness or vulgarity. But if they're divrei tishbo, divrei shiros v'tishbochos, v'zichron chasodav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein odom miYisrael nimne mizo. If it's shir v'shevach shel Hashem, to Hashem, l'Hashem, it's okay. U'minig Yisrael, the Rambam records, in Hilchos Tainis, in Perakei Halachi Yadalid, the Rambam paskins minig kol Yisrael laomrim bebeis chasanim ubebeis hamishtos. It's a minig to say songs in weddings, and there is no problem with that at all. Okay, so the Rambam, we're just suggesting, picks up on this kula of the Tosfos and has this kula very strongly. Okay, he formulates it as a minig, but obviously if it's a minig, it has reasons to be mutter. Moreover, the Meiri on our daf writes that the Isser of music is an Isser only of Kalas Rosh and Tanug, b'mine machol nishtin, known to love Gashmias, right? If it's part of Gashmias, you love Gashmias, l'shem Gashmias, it's Usser. But kol sheish bo shevach utilo Hashem yisvaruch is mutter. Okay. So fine. This is what we have, lemaisa, from the Rashi and from the Taisus. Okay. Now, lemaisa, as we said, the poshup shot in the Gemara is that the Isser Bain Bekli Bain Baal Peh is only on wine. That's what emerges from our Gemara. That's the way Rashi says it. That's the way Taisus has it. That the Isser flows from if it's Alayayin. However, Lemaisa, let's add on that the Agos Mordechai in the back of our Gemara adds on the Shem Baaliyat Taisus that this Isser is chal on just drinking alone, without eating. If you would eat steak, potatoes, salad, I must be hungry, right? And wine, right? If you have steak, potatoes, salad, and wine, then it's okay, says the Agos Mordechai. The Isser is, like the non-Jews do, he writes, that's what he says, Kederach HaGoyim, that they are only drinking wine with the music. So that's interesting. And that seems to highlight one of the points we said about Chukos HaGoyim. If you're not following exactly what to do, if you're eating along with your meal, then maybe one would have a svara that it's okay. Oh. Based on this, Lemaisa, the Tosis HaRosh and the Tosis quoted the Yerushalmi, Lemaisa, it's interesting. Okay? And I want you to get this. It goes both ways. That the Isser doesn't have to be dafkan wine. We just brought up a kula that the Isser is if you only have wine exclusively, right? If you have a full-fledged meal, it should be okay. On the other vein, I want you to get, what did Taisa say from the Yerushalmi? That if you're living it up gashmius-wise, like the Reish Galusa is doing, waking up in the morning into the evening, going to sleep with music, that also would be usher. Where's the wine? There's no wine there, but it's still usher. So I'm saying we're bringing up these two, the second and third approach, Lemaisa, are very much highlighted here. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. The kula being if you're having a full meal with it, then it's okay. Because I'm going away from Chukos HaGoyim. However, Lemaisa, the third approach, will aser it even when I'm not having wine, if I'm living it up, begetter, having gashmius. Okay? So that's interesting that it works both ways. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Maseches Sota on that Mishnah. I don't know, I think I gave it to you. Or I just gave you the Mishnah. But the Gemara says there on the bottom, as follows. Okay? The Gemara writes that there are a certain group of people, if they sing, then it's considered to be what? It's considered to be usher. Okay? A certain group of people, if they sing, is usher. A certain group of people, if they sing, is mutter. Which groups are mutter? Which groups are usher? So let's get it. The Gemara writes in Sota there on Mem Chesam and Aleph, Zimri Dinagdi Vidbakar Yishori. The herdsmen that sing, or the sailors that sing, you know, when they're doing their job, they make it easier when you sing. That's mutter, says the Gemara. However, the gardoi usser. Weavers that sing are usser. Why? Rashi says because the sailors and the guys that are the herdsmen working with plows, their work is very hard. It's bizarre as them with their malacha when they sing. But the guys that weave are just doing it because of schok. And such shira of schok is usher, even though it's not on yayin. This is what the Baal Or Cheschayim and Hilchos Tisha B'Av is medayik. That it's considered to be usher, because again, this highlights this notion of leitzonis. Let's get it. Okay, again, we have another dugma of leitzonis. Oh, the Marshal in Simon Yud Zayin is masber. The reason why the weavers are usher is because they're doing it bekvias. Interesting. Anything you do bikfias, Lemaisa, will be what? Will be usher. If you do it bikfias, like who? Like the Reish Galus, every morning and evening who is involved with the music. That's living it up too much on a daily basis. So there's two approaches to why the weavers are usher, the song of the weavers. Is it because of Leitzonis, or is it because of what? Is it because of you doing it bikvias, which also is a notion of living it up? Okay, fine. So we have the Rashi, and we have the Tosfos Lamaisa. Okay, we have Rashi, and we have Tosfos regarding this din. And fine. Now Lamaisa, let us get the tour quotes both Rashi and Tosfos, and then he brings a bombshell. He quotes a bombshell. The tour in Siman Tav Kuf Samech quotes who? The Rambam in the Tshuvas. Okay? The Rambam in the Tshuvas. We have the Rambam in the Arach HaZaka. We also have the Rambam in the Tshuvas. Okay? The Rambam in the Arach HaZaka learns Lamaisa the following. Before we get to the Rambam in the Tshuvas. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tainis, I gave it to you, Pirkei Halacha Yadalet, that there's an Isser that applies Lamaisa, and let's get this, okay? There's an Isser outside of Beis Mishnah that applies to instrumental. Over wine, even vocal music is Usser. Okay, that's what the Rambam writes, Beferish. V'chein Gazru, Shalol Lenagin, B'kli Shir, V'chol Minei Zemer, V'chol Mashmi'i Kol Shashir, Usser L'smoch Ben. Rambam Assers, any type of instrument, musical instrument, Neachorbit, Beferish. And then he says, vocalizing music is Asr Al Yayin. That's the Rambam. And then the Rambam adds the Kula that we said, if it's for Zmiris, to Tishpachos, to Akkadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mutter. Okay? That's the Rambam in the Arach HaZaka. However, Bua Rambam, the Tshuvas. The Rambam writes in the Tshuvas, in Siman Reish Chof Dalet, in Madura, in the Rablau's edition, that it is Asr to do everything. Usher to do everything. All music and singing is usher. Usher lashir divrei taiva v'pritzas afila b'lo yayin b'lo kli. It's mamish, everything is usher. And that's nirmaz in the pasuk shol lagil ka'amin, kemina ga'amin. And therefore, the Gemara writes in Maseches Sota, he writes also, the Rambam doesn't say, but the Gemara doesn't say it, so the Rambam says, Kol Shein Shbishiru Shevach Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asr. Anything that is not Ashir to Hashem is Asr. Nei Shein Aschala LeHefker V'Shiyamu. It's amazing. The Meiri writes this also. It's the beginning of Hefker and craziness. You know what the Gemara writes in Sota? Kamo Shomru Zimra Bebeisa Churba Beseifa. If you have song in the house, that means destruction is at your doorstep. Very strong language. Based on the pasuk in Sfania, bless you. Kol yishor b'chalon cherev basaf. Okay, so lefi the Rambam in the Tshuvas, amazing thing happens. If you play a song, sing a song along with musical accompaniment, you could be over up to five yisurim. Let's get it. Number one, iser of shmiyas derech tipshis. Derek Tipshis, the Isser of Shmiras Shira song, the Isser of Shmiras Kli 3, and if you're singing along with Yayin, there's an added a fourth Isser, and if you're hearing it from a woman, which we're going to get to later, the Isser of Kol Isha Irva, you could be over up to five Isurim, according to the Rambam in the Tshuvas.
Second one,
Yossi, is Shmiras Shira, Stam, a song, singing a song. Oh, so this is an amazing Rambam in the Tshuvas, and the truth is the Tur seems to present it as an opinion, Lamaisa, very, very strong opinion regarding this din, okay? Oh, so, Lamaisa, who paskins like this Rambam? Guess who? The Bach, Paskins like that Rambam on the din of Gardoi, the weavers that sing while they work, which is with schok, and therefore it is usser. And this is what the Bach says beferish, okay? And therefore, doesn't our Gemara say yayin? No, it's lav davke. It's lav davke, and the isser applies even if you're not beyayin the base mishnah, a wine house. Even if you're not in a wine house, it is awesome. So this is a phenomenal chiddush of the Rambam in the Tshuvas, And this is what the Bach says. Oh. And I want to stress this. What's the lumdus? What's the lumdus, Ron? Not that it's based on what? The Isser of a Churban. It's not based on Zeichel Churban. What's it based on? It's an Isser b'fnei Atzmoy. Like we had yesterday. According to Miri, the din of Moiser was an Isser Muchlat, a separate din. So to her, this is a separate Isser of Kalas Roish. And Menela, this is what the Rambam is saying in the Tshuvas. Now I grant you, the Rambam contradicts himself from the Tshuvas to the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka is working with Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's in Hilchos Tainis. But the Rambam here in the Tshuvas is working with the third approach. Oh. And the truth is, we'll get to this, whenever there's a contradiction to the Rambam and the Tshuvas Yad HaChazaka, you go with the Yad HaChazaka. Oh, but let's continue. The Mishnah Lamaisa in Meseches Soita, as we said, would seem to what highlight this Rambam, that it was not dealing with what? Churban Beis HaMikdash, but rather, what is it dealing with? As the Yushalmi said, what is it dealing with? Lewdness and vulgarity. And that's why when the Sanhedrin was nullified, they made this Gzeira because no one would be watching. It didn't have anything to do with necessarily Churban Beis HaMikdash. Had to do with things getting out of control, Lamais. Okay? And that's what the Dvar Shaul points out, that it was Butla Sanhedrin, even before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. 40 years before they stopped this, because it was this third approach. Okay. Now, as I said, Lamais, the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis works with Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, please get it, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, that there's a general din not to be a joker and involved with Kalas Rosh. And therefore, the Rambam has this halacha, but it seems to be a steer between the Rambam the Yad HaChazaka and the Rambam and the Tshuvas. What is the Hagdara? Okay. Weiter now. We mentioned earlier, Lemaisa, from the Tshuvas HaGoinim, that it is mutter to sing Shirus V'Tishpachos L'Zichron Chaste Hashem. And we have said that the Isser is lewdness and talking about Avas Adam L'Chaveiro. But if you are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is okay. And it seems like, Lemaisa, everything would be okay, even Al Yayin. Okay? Even Al Yayin would be okay. The Marshal adds on the following. Midivrei HaGa'onim. There is a heter to sing Rak Shirei Kodesh. That's only Lifnei HaChuppah. Please get this. But after the chuppah, where you already are under the rubric of mitzvah, lisma, chasen, vekala, everything is mutter. What do I mean by everything? Of course, not lewdness, but even, let's say, a regular song. So I want you to get this. The Marshal adds on that at a chasana, before the chasana, where they're not labeled chasen, vekala yet, you could only sing Shirei Kodesh. But he says, after the chuppah, where there's a mitzvah of chasen, vekala, everything is mutter. Not late sonnets and Kalas Rosh, but let's say a regular song. Okay, a regular song. Let's say a song that would be praising the Chassan, or a song that would be praising the Kala. Ketzer Menachtin, right? Ketzer Menachtin, something like that, right? That would be permissible. So that's what the Marshal adds on. Okay? And the Tosis would certainly agree to that, as he's at Kol Mutter. Okay. Now let's get to the Halacha, Halacha L'maisa, and we have to branch off based on that. Okay? Let's get to this. The Rambam writes, as we said, it's a din of what? It's a din of Churban in the Yad HaChazaka. It's a din of Churban. Now let's get this. The Rambam closely there, as I said, is machalik as follows. Let's get it. Shir Bekli, instrumental, is usher all the time. Whether on wine or not on wine. That's what the Rambam writes Beferish. However, vocalizing music is only usher with wine. Now, where did that distinction come from? Where did that distinction come from? Because the Poshev Shat Lamais in our Gemara, the Poshev Shat in our Gemara from Rashi and Tosis is that what? What would you have said when you read the Gemara? That the Isser of vocalizing instrumental are both on wine. Here the Rambam draws a distinction and makes a chiluk. Where did he get it from? simplest reading of the Gemara seemed to say that they both should be limited to wine, like Rashi and Tosfos speak out. The Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says vocalizing is usher only on wine. Instrumental is usher even without wine. What's the difference? Where'd he get it from? Says the Bach as follows. Our Gemara, as we said, seem to say they're equal. The Rambam learned the Gemara differently. When it says, Bashir lo yishtu al yayin, Adam, you read the Gemara so nicely, what's that going on? Bashir lo yishtu al yayin. What's that going on? Vocalization. Imiyahi avaminilizimir demonin, avabapumishari. Right? Meaning the pasuk Bashir lo yishtu yayin is going on what? He wants to say a chiddush. It's going rak al shira b'peh. The second pasuk though of what? Of al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim has nothing to do with shtiyas yayin. Dafka, right? The pasuk sheni shabo ein isher kashur l'shtiyas yayin dafka misparsh on the gine b'kli. That pasuk is talking about al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim is talking about what? Instrumental. It's very strange how you read the Gemara. No, did you notice that in the Bach? The Bach, how to read the Gemara. The Bach says that when it says Bashir lo yishtu yayin, that din is only on what? That pasuk Shir lo yishtu yayin is talking about Shira b'peh. Talking about Shira b'peh. I guess you have to say when you read the Kamash Milan, what happens? What happens in the Kamash Milan? It's flipped. Exactly like Yossi's saying. You follow what I'm saying? No, in the Gemara, it's the other way. It says, Bashir lo yishtu yayin, I would think only on instruments. But mouth is okay, kamash mulan. What's a kamash mulan? So the Bach is learning, the Rambam learned everything the opposite. You follow me? That instrumental music are usher when, even what? Even without wine. Vocalizing music is only usher with what? With wine. That's how the Bach wants to learn the Gemara. Meaning when you say kamash mulan, you have to what? Reverse everything. Alan, you follow what I'm saying? That's how the Bach is saying the Rambam learned the Gemara. Okay? Alright, very good. Now, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting. Okay? And I want you to get this, Lamaisa. The Rambam says, here's the Shpachos are okay, even on wine. No doubt, Lamaisa. Even on wine, Lamaisa. Aval Nagina Bekli Bi Yisura Omedis V'lohutcher Af Lo Dirit Yishpachos Tani Shiria Kodesh. This is a very interesting point that I want to bring out. We said earlier in the Rambam that Shiras V'Tishpachos LaKadosh Baruch Hu are okay, correct? The truth is, though, it's interesting. It could be, and I want you to get this, maybe Shira B'Peh that we assert on wine is permissible. I want you to get this. In the Rambam, Shira Al-Peh is Asur Al-Yayin, but if for Shiras V'Tishpachos, it's okay. But instrumental music will always remain usher, even for Shiras V'Tishpachos. Can you believe that? That's the simplest reading Poshup Shot of the Rambam. That's what it seems. I mean, I read you the Lashon. The Rambam says, Kfar Nogu Kol Yisrael V'Tishpachos O Shiras Shal Odos L'Kliyotz Men Al Hayayin. What was Al Hayayin? What he ushered Al Hayayin. Peh, exactly, Zach. Peh alayin will allow if it's shiras v'tishpachos, but if it's what instruments, it will remain still usher. This is what we want to say a possible reading of the Rambam Lamaisa in the Yad HaChazaka. Okay, fine. So this is the Mechaber in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Gimel quotes the Rambam verbatim. Okay, he quotes the Rambam verbatim, so it would come out that if our diuk is correct, then it would be usher, according to the Rambam, Lamaisa. It would be usher, according to the Rambam, the Mechaber, to what? To have musical instruments, even for Shiras V'Tishpachos. The only thing you'd be allowed to do for Shiras V'Tishpachos is to sing with wine. That's a big chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. But that's what comes out the simplest reading of the Mechaber, Lamaisa, in the Rambam. Okay? However, the Ramah argues. And the Ramah writes, in Simin Tov Kuf Samach Gimel, Tov Kuf Samach Siv Gimel, V'yesh Omrim Davka Mishir Ragil Behen, Kegol Malachim, She'omdim V'shochvim B'kli Shir, O B'beis Mishtim. The Rama writes, the Isser of Negina B'kli is only someone who has a Kavias, or B'beis Mishtim. Meaning the Isser is, the Ein Isser Stam El Al Yayin. And therefore the Rama writes, two kulas. Number one, if it's not done bikvias, like taisvis. And number two, if it's done l'shir shel mitzvah. And it seems from the Ramah, I want you to get it. And this is what, in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer writes. Please get it. The Tzitz Eliezer writes, Rav Oldenburg writes in his Tshuvas, Chelik Tet Vav Simen Lamed Gimel, Ein lefak peik ulahahir klal. The Ramah has a kula that if Letzarch Mitzvah it's okay, and if it is what? Not done bikvias. And that's what we could rely on, Ashkenazim, this Ramah. The Ramah has two kulas, and it seems like even instruments will be permissible according to this as well. Okay. Now, again, I want to reanalyze now what emerges from the Mechaber and the Rambam. Shira b'kli is always usher. Shira b'peh is usher just on wine. And shira b'peh, that is what? Not on wine, is mutter, even if it's a secular song, let's say. As long as there's no lewdness and vulgarity. Right? That's what emerges from the Mechaber and the Rambam. Right? Because what do we say according to Mechaber and the Rambam? That vocalizing is usher on wine. Musical instruments are usher, no matter what, even shears with yishbachos. What will be if it's a secular song, or not? What I mean by secular song, let's say praising an individual, but it's not on wine. Will that be permissible? Yes, that will be permissible. Oh, however, as I want to just point out, the Ramah says even musical instruments will be mutter as long as it's not on wine. So according to the Ramah, all musical instruments will be permissible as long as it's not on wine. And the Magen Avraham there in Sifkot and Tes quotes the Tshuvas HaRambam, who says, no way, everything is usher. All shir, even bepeh, because it leads you to schok and kalas rosh. And that is why we find the weavers that it's usher. So the Magen Avraham is very machmir. So we have, I want you to get in the psak. We have basically three levels. We have the Mechaber, who Nachamol again, assers what? Vocalization on wine. Assers musical instruments all the time, even without wine, even if it's shiris v'tishbachos, Lashem. But will allow a secular song, or let's just say a song about a person, as long as it's not lewd or vulgar, if it's not al-yayin. Right? If it's not al-yayin. The Ramah, that's the Mechaber, okay? The Ramah allows musical instruments straight up, as long as it's not with wine. The Ramah will allow l'maisa with Letzarech Mitzvah, even with wine, and if it's not what, also the Ramah adds, if it's not bikvias. There's no Isser Negina Bekli unless it's bikvias. If it's not bikvias, even Negina Bekli would be okay. Even Negina Bekli would be okay. Okay? This is what he wants to say, Lamais, as long as it's not on Yain. And then the third sheet is the Magen Avraham, which answers everything based on the Rambam and the Tshuvas. Okay. Based on the Rambam and the Tshuvas. Okay. Fine. So this is the Chiddush that we have, Lamais. Now, the Ramah says the Isser of Negina Bekli is when it's Bekvias. It's when it's Bekvias Alayayin. If it's not Bekvias Alayayin, then it's going to be permissible. It's a very important thing that we mention there. Even on Yayin, if it's not Bekvias, seems like it's going to be permissible. Okay. But there is another Rambam in the Shmona Prakim. The Rambam in the Shmona Prakim in Perek Hay writes, someone who's very sad and depressed, it's mutter to hear music in order to awaken him, as long as it's not lewd and vulgar. And the Shartzian, the Mishabur in the bottom of the page, in Sifkat and Chafei writes, it's mutter to sing to a baby. Al yedei negina v'shira. It's mutter to sing to a baby. Al yedei negina v'shira. And it's not a problem. That falls under that rubric. So even the Rambam in the Tshuvas that answers everything, we have another Rambam. We have the Rambam in the Arach HaZaka that was Mekel. And we have the Rambam in the Shmona Prakim that is Mekel. But as I said, Lamaisa, we have to keep in mind, Lamaisa, that there is this kula, Lamaisa, of the Rambam and the Shmona Prakim, that if you have a sadness, it's mutter to hear it. Okay, fine. So basically, what we're left with is, one sec. Yeah, go ahead.
To play for the Rambam, was said about the sad and depressed person. It's okay to play and sing.
Yes, in the Shmona Prakim, he seems to say it's all okay. Plus, let's add on the Rambam in Maseches Avos, in the Mishnayos, in Perek Aleph, I believe it's Mishnah Tet Zion, writes that there are different ways of communication. One of the ways of communication is singing. And therefore, the Rambam there also seems to be allowing singing. Seems to be allowing singing there as well. So in that Shmona Prakim, Alan, he was probably talking about vocalizing, okay? But according to Rambam Shuvas, he asked even singing. So you see in the Rambam himself, Shmona Prakim, in Maseches Avos, that he himself is allowing it. So there's different conflicts in the Rambam. Moreover, let us mention, there's another Gemara in Maseches Chagigin. The Gemara in Chagigin, on Daf Tet Vav and Beis, points out that Achir, Elisha ben Avuya, Reb Meir's Rebbe, went off the derech, and the Gemara asks, what caused him to go off the derech? The Gemara says, because he always was singing Greek songs. You notice Rebbe Kiveger, in the Gilyon HaShas here, quotes Rashi in Chagige. He says, look in Chagige. Rashi says, because he was singing songs. Because Rashi says he was not what mourning the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So that stopped the Torah from changing his persona. It's amazing, Gemara and Rashi. Now I want you to get down to Marsha there, and Chagiga argues on Rashi. He says, if that's the case, why does it say Greek songs? Any song should be usher. So the Marsha argues on Rashi there, and he claims that what? It was the issue of what? It's the issue of the fact of the matter is, it was the words that was being said, the lyrics that showed heretic, you know, showed apikorsis, and that showed his inner self, and that was really the problem. Not because of the notion of what? Not because of the notion of Churban Beis Hamikdash, because any song should be also, not just Greek songs. Okay, so I wanted you to see the tshuva of Reb Moshe, okay? Where Reb Moshe writes the following. So before we get to the tshuva of Reb Moshe, if I ask you, what's the story with music? Halacha l'maaseh. So I'll tell you, according to the Rambam and the tshuvas, everything's usur. You can't listen to music. You can't sing songs. Everything is usur. According to the Rambam and tshuvas, everything would be usur. According to the Rambam and the tshuvas. There's no doubt. That's what the Rambam writes. Without wine, without a kli, doesn't make a difference. It causes kalus rosh, and it's considered to be an isser. No doubt about it, Lamaisa. That's what he writes. That's what he would say. According to the Rambam, everything would be usser. Mamish, everything would be an isser. There seems to be no cool at all. Okay, that's according to the Rambam, the Magen Avraham. If you hold like the Ramah, then it would be okay. As long as it's considered to be what? Considered not bekfias, and it's considered to be letzorach mitzvah. Okay? But everyone agrees, up to this point, let's get it, and everyone assumes like this, that if the lyrics are usher, and it's vulgar and lewdness, it is usher to listen to such music, without a doubt. Okay? That's muskum. And we have to be very wary about that. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? We have to be very wary about this halacha l'maaseh. That's certainly going to be awesome. Okay? So any songs that have bad lyrics is prohibited without a doubt. The Rambam, though, in the Tshuvas, asks mamish everything. Oh. he ashes any song, lamaisa, or vocalization. Now, Reb Moshe writes, I wanted you to see in Igros Moshe, Chelek Alef Simen Kuf Samach Vav, points out a chiddush, okay? He wants to say a tremendous chiddush, and he wants to say that the truth is, and this is a tremendous chiddush, Reb Moshe is machmir for the Rambam in the Tshuvas and the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis. This is an amazing Reb Moshe. The bottom line is Reb Moshe writes, like we should be machmir like the Rambam in the Tshuvas, and it should be prohibited to listen to what? Listen to music, lamaisa, live music, and it should be prohibited, lamaisa, to in fact sing. And he concludes the end of the tshuva through the radio, which we're going to get back to. He says vocalization would be mutter, but instrumental would be usser. So according to Reb Moshe, you know, we always follow Reb Moshe usually. This is one of the few Reb Moshe's that I know of that most of the Olam doesn't hold of, doesn't actually follow. Because according to Reb Moshe, he's machmer for this Tshuvas HaRambam, and it would be usher to what? Usher to listen to any songs live, instruments, and even through a tape. The only thing would be okay is vocalization through what? Through the radio. And he says that during Sfira, it would be usher also, Lamaisa, through the radio as well. So according to Reb Moshe, he has this tremendous chumrah, which I wanted you to see, and he says that maybe the tour, that didn't mean to say the Rambam argues on Rashi, could be that he says Rashi and Tosfos agree to the Rambam, which is not the pashup shot in our sugya. Reb Moshe wants to say maybe the Rashi and Tosfos agree that the sugya here is talking about the base mishnah, but they'll agree that there's an isser everywhere else, not just with Yayin, everywhere else. Okay? But this is Reb Moshe's phenomenal chiddush. I want you to get it down. So according to Reb Moshe, everything is going to be what? Everything is going to be usher. These concerts that are done, let's say, these concerts that are done, are, according to Reb Moshe, are prohibited. That would be a major problem, Lemaisa. However, Reb Moshe does say, please get it, in the Igros Moshe, Yor Dei Achelik Beis, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says like this, maybe, he says, you think it's okay because of the Ramah, anything that is Letzorach Mitzvah, or if you don't do Bikvias, but Reb Moshe says, no, Nirish Yasur B'Kibbutz Rabin, Shukavona L'Simcha Yisera, Gam B'Chol Hashonet. He says he thinks that it's Aser L'Maisa, because it's Kavona to Simcha Yisera, and therefore he says L'Maisa, that it would not what? Would not be okay. Would not be okay, L'Maisa. Piskei Tshuva says that, quotes from the Horus Nosson, even if there are good intentions and the proceeds go to tzedakah and mitzvah above avera. This is what the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Horus Nosson, Chelek Dalid on Os Mem Hei. So that's a tremendous chiddush. We're highlighting this Reb Moshe to that degree of this chiddush. Okay? But as I said, the Sitz Eliezer argues and says that we follow the approach of the Ramah, and therefore the Ramah has this kula that as long as it's not bikvias or it's letzorach mitzvah, vocalization will be okay and music would be okay also as well. Lamaisa, and if it's letzorach mitzvah, even on wine it would be permissible. Halacha lamaisa. So Reb Moshe would aser because he's machber like the Magen Avraham Hashem and Tshuvas HaRambam. Many poskim say not that way, and they're made to like the what? Like the Ramah. One sec. Yes. Now, the Chelkis Yaakov writes that radio is considered to be what? It's considered to be permissible. Chelkis Yaakov has that radio is permissible. And Reb Avadia also has that radio is permissible. Lemaisa, and we'll get to the problem of Kol Isha. But, in fact, radio was never what? Was never part, would not be a problem. This is what the Chelkis Yaakov wants to say, was never part of anything. Why do I say this? Because there's an added din that I want you to get, okay? And that is the following. About 150 years ago, 1850s, I think, approximately, there was a cherem made on music in Yerushalayim. There was an epidemic of choleria. And it was a terrible epidemic, and the Imre Bina, who was one of the Gedolei Ador, made a ban on music. And there is a machloikis in the poskim. Was that limited to Ir Atika or any of even the expansion of Yerushalayim, the Ir Hadasha? There's a big machloikis in the poskim. The Sfardim do not observe this ban, and they have music lamaisa at weddings. However, the pashtus is lamaisa. There are those that observe this and assert it even during weddings. That's why there's certain groups in Shalim, you know, that they only do drums. They don't. They just make noise. They don't do actual music, because even at a wedding there was this band. So the Chalkas Yaakov was asked, well, what's the story with radio? Was radio included in this? So he wants to say radio didn't exist at that time, so how could it have been included in the ban? But it's interesting that Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, he doesn't like his family to listen on Erev Shabbos. I think his kids, they wanted to listen to music on Erev Shabbos as they're cleaning up. He said he wasn't comfortable with that, because also it could very well be, and Rav Zonenfeld assumed like this, that it would be included in this. It would be included in that ban, even the radio, even the listening. So if they wanted to play music, I guess they made they would make a siyum. I don't know if they made a siyum every year of Shabbos in order to allow them to what? Allow them to hear music. So, what'd you say? Oh, okay, very good. So that's this I want you to get, though. This was a later gzeira made because of that terrible epidemic that took place, and that was about in 1850. Okay? And that is why, to this day and age, there are some that only at a wedding, they'll only have a band of drums. Okay? One sec, Yossi. Okay? So that's the chiddush that we wanted to bring out, Lamaisa, regarding this din. So all these kulas that we have it is based on the Ramah. If you follow the Rambam and the Tshuvas and like the Ramaisha, then everything really should be prohibited. But as I stressed to you when we began, every one of those three approaches come up, and certainly if there is leitzonis or lewdness or vulgarity, you cannot listen to it at all. It's very important that we stress this, okay? Even if you've done it in the past, it might not be easy for you, but you have to. A ben Torah should not be listening to lyrics of songs that are preaches. That for sure is prohibited. And the truth of the matter is that even secular songs, bikvias, also based on the Ramah, Lamaisa, shouldn't be done as well. Okay, that's why Jewish music is good. I'm not saying but it's very hard. Once there's a fine line, you know, once you get into the realm of secular music, what is good is what is not good. The best bet is not to engage in it at all, the pashtus. And even if you had in the past, so you have to try to ease yourself away from it, because based on the makaris that we've learned, it's a big problem. Okay. Now, Yossi, real quick, because I want to get to Kol Isha. Yeah, go ahead.
The Ramah,
the
Kfiyas was just secular music or anything, or even Jewish music.
The Ramah's comment, Yossi, is on the Klei Zemer, yeah. And he says, Dafka Misha Rogoban, like the Malachim.
So,
in Beis Mishnah.
He didn't make the distinction between Jewish music and secular music. Is anything Kfiyas? He said any music that's Kfiyas you shouldn't do.
Anything that is bikfias would be okay, it seems. That's what we said from the Ramah. Anything that would be bikfias, anything that...
Kfias is not okay.
He says anything that's not bikfias, we said from the Ramah, would be okay. Right? That's what we said from the Ramah.
So no distinction between secular and Jewish music according to the Ramah.
As long as it's not on wine, Lamaisa, from the Ramah. Right? As long as it's not on wine. That's what the Ramah's. That's what the Ramah's basically saying. We're saying.
Okay, so there's no distinction between that. Ramah has no.
Seems that way. It seems that way, right? Shira al-peh al-yayin is mutter when it's not shirei kodesh. That's what we said. But we said that's a very fine line. Practically, you're right. That's what we said.
And what's considered bikvias? Once a week, once every day.
I think like the Reish Galusim, morning, every morning and evening you get up to it. It's not proper. Okay? not proper. Oh, and it goes into the, this notion of, you know, the morale and the netzach esoros. What's the sole notion of churban beis hamikdash? You have to feel a loss. I mean, if everything's the same, so what bonus did you have when the beis hamikdash is built? There's got to be something void. That's what the morale explains in machshava of what about what the zecher lechurban all these dinim are. So in other words, like Yossi is saying from the Ramah, if it's not big fias, okay, you're missing something. So the Bissim Mikdash comes, we'll have Shira, we'll have something, then we have something else. If everything's the same, there's nothing there. There's got to be a void of something. Okay, I want to get to now, we'll get, Moshe, you maybe ask me tomorrow, Zach, let's get to the din of Kol Ishi, okay? The Gemara writes in Brachas that Kol Ishi is what? Kol Ishi is the Erva. Kol Ishi is considered to be an Erva. And that's a very powerful lashon the Gemara has in Brachas on Chavdal and Rav that Kol Ishi is an Erva. Very strong language. The question is, what is the getter of this din? Is it an objective Erva? Erva? Let's call it Erva Mamish. Or is it an Isra of Velos Asuru? It's going to Goyrim Hirhurim. An Isra of Goyrim Hirhurim. This is a big shiloh what the getter of din of Kol Ishi Erev is. Why? What's the nature of it? Is it an Erev Mamish or is it Goyrim Hirhurim? Oh. There are many nafkaminas. For example, radio, let's say. Radio or recorded music of a woman. What's the din? If it's objective Erva, it's not because it's through recorded music. So one nafkamina would be what? Radio. Okay? If you hold it's Gorim Hirhurim, so Rav Avadia writes, if you recognize the woman and you can think about the woman in your mind, then it's Asur. You don't actually see her, so what? It's Gorim Hirhurim. And if you recognize her, then it's Asur. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, let's say, would be any coolest, let's say, of Kiruv. There's a famous tshuva of the Sri Deish. Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg Zatzal was a great goan in Western Europe, where he was written a shaila in France, where they had these youth groups, where there was concerns of assimilation and intermarriage, but they needed to work with the youth. And how were they going to do that? They were going to what? Sing Zmiris. But there would be an issue of Kol Ishi. So he has a kula there. What's that kula all about? What's that kula all about? If you assume it's an issue of hirhurim, so hopefully in the context of kiruv, there won't be hirhurim. Shouldn't be. But if it's an objective irva, there's no room for any kulas. Still would be usur. That's a second nafkamina. Third nafkamina would be, let's say, you're in a place and you can't see the woman. I don't know, you go to a ball game, right? National anthem or something. So you can't see her. Is it usur? So if it's objective irva, then it's usur. Still usur. If it's what? If it's considered to be issue of irurim, then maybe you don't see her. It's not a problem. That would be another nafkamina. Fourthly, is there a halacha of kol ish? Is there an isra of kol ish for a woman to listen to a man singing? Would there be an isra? So there is a Sefer HaChasidim, one of the great Rishonim, who has a chumrah, that if a woman will be engage in her hurim because of a man's singing voice, then she's already Isser. She has an Isser of her hurim as well. It's more of a serious Isser for a man because the child holds a Zerah Levatala, which doesn't exist by the woman, but there's still an Isser of her hurim. So if you say it's an issue of her hurim, then you understand there would be a din of kolish. If you say it's objective error, that's only one direction. The woman's voice is going to be Isser. Everyone get this? It all hinges upon what the Hagdara of Kol Yisheirva is going to be. Oh, so Lamaisa, it's very interesting that if we assume like this, okay, this leads us to another nafkimi, Smiris, at a table, it said. Not just Kiru. Would you allow Smiris, men and women, to sing together? Or you hear the women? The Gemara in Sota says as a chorus, that's like Mamish Eish, Bin Iris. Because then the men have to listen intentively to the women to respond. That, the Gemara says, is for sure a problem. Without a doubt. However, if they sing together, is that okay? If you hold that it's Erva Mamish, it shouldn't be a problem. If you hold that it's Garim Huri, hopefully in the context of Zmiris, it shouldn't be a problem to sing Zmiris together. So we have these five different nafkaninas that would emerge and flow from the concept of how you view the din of Kol Yisheirva. But there is no doubt that the singing that is done, you have to think about, would it be okay? Is the singing anyway done? Is the music anyway okay? Well, that depends, the Farish, on our sukkah. Whether that's considered to be okay or not okay, bisman hazeh. When we have what? The din of what? The din of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Oh, now, there's a few other dinim that I want to mention based on this. Okay? That is that playing an instrument for a profession, and is that okay? Playing an instrument for a profession, would that be permissible? So we would assume that in a Rav Khan, that wrote a whole article on this in the Contemporary Halacha Journal about music and halacha. So one would say as follows, that for learning a musical instrument, if that's one's parnasa, then one would say that it's considered to be permissible because it's not, number one, an issue of zeich lechur b'samid you're doing because that's your profession. Number two, it's not chukas agoyim. And number three, it's not an issue of kalos rosh. This is what you're making your profession in. And therefore, it would not be a problem at all. This is all in all when you stop doing it for pleasure, for relaxation, the whole topic at hand. But if this is considered to be your parnasa, that's something else. That would even be permissible. And you'd be able to what? You'd be able to play, let's say, for what? For the what? For the non-Jews, let's say, even during times of what sphere, let's say, based on this. Reb Moshe, in the tshuvas, the second tshuva that I gave you, writes that in a private forum, it's usher to listen to kli shir even b'mei sfira. So that's interesting. So Moshe writes during sfira, during the 3 weeks, it'd be usher even privately to listen. And pashtus, even tapes, would be usher as well, according to Reb Moshe. Here, we must mention the Rav, Tzatzal. Because the Rav, it's quoted as saying by tapes that if you listen to the tape during Sphere of 3 weeks as background music, you don't listen, you don't sit there l'shem listening to the tape, you listen for the sake of background music, then it's considered to be okay, l'maisa, during the Sphere, and during, let's say, the 3 weeks, probably not during the 9 days, but during the 3 weeks, he would allow because it's background music. Again, it's not live, it's a tape. And therefore, you're not listening it l'shem for the purpose of that itself. Okay? So, it's an interesting chiddush. Now, I want to just close with as follows. The din of shiras v'tishpachos are very powerful. How do we know how powerful it is? We find that the Gemara writes that Chizkiyahu HaMelech in the end of Sanhedrin was ra'ui to be the Mashiach. He was such a great tzaddik. But the Gemara writes he did not sing Shiros v'tishpachos l'Hashem. And because of that, Hashem did not make him the Mashiach. Shiros v'tishpachos are very critical. Now granted, that was Bisman, the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, of course. But it's a critical thing. And the story is told about a granddaughter of one of the Gedolim. She went off the derech, and they told me to ask, how could she have gone off the derech? So no one never knows. But he is quoted as saying that he didn't sing Zmiris at his Shabbos table. And the din of Zmiris with Tishbachos, somehow we take from Hasidic Jewry also, great things. Litvisha, we have to combine the warmth. And he felt like that wasn't being translated to her. Maybe that was the reason, but who knows for sure. But what we're bringing out is that it's a tremendous chiddush that we have this koach of zemer. And the koach of zemer is a critical thing. That is why people have to be so careful not to be mezalzel in it. This is what we want to bring out. To the degree that the Rambam and the Tshuva prohibited everything. Mamish. So even if we follow the Ramah, which we do, that we allow live concerts, let's say, Litzarech Mitzvah, and it's not done bikvias, these live concerts, and it might even be raising stocket, it's another reason why it would be okay. And it might also be shiris v'tishpachos l'Hashem, that would seem to be okay, even though the Rambam and the Tshuva seems to prohibits that, right? So these are all different reasons, but we have to be very clear that we are not mezalzel in it. There's something special about what? Something special about Zmiris with Ishbachos. That somehow Chizkiyahu would have been the Mashiach, but he wasn't the Mashiach. Because he didn't sing Zmiris with Ishbachos. And that's what the Gemara here is saying, Befeirush. Yes, quickly, because two more points I got to make. Go ahead.
How can we learn anything from Chizkiyahu who was before us and
Edra? I couldn't hear you.
How can we learn anything from Chizkiyahu?
I'm not learning. I'm just saying I'm talking from Chizkiyahu. What I'm learning from Chizkiyahu is the Chashivis of Shiris with Tishbachos.
So
according to the Rambam and the Tshuvas, you're right. But we're as I said, the minhag olam is to follow the Ramah. As Rabbi Avadya writes in the Tshuvas many times, Yisrael Yotzim Biyad Ramah. You know the famous phrase? Claudius says Yotzim Biyad Ramah. Okay, two more points that I want to get, and then we have to stop here, is as follows. And this is interesting. What did Tosus mean when he said Kigon? Letzorach mitzvah. He said Sameach Hasan Nekala. What do you say about a bar mitzvah? What do you say about a bas mitzvah? Bar mitzvah, there are makairis for. Bas mitzvah is a big machlekes I want you to get between Reb Moshe and Reb Avadya. Reb Moshe was very against bas mitzvah celebrations. Rabbi Avadya was an advocate of it. The minhag olam now is that it's become very popular to celebrate bas mitzvahs. And the pashtus is that Rabbi Avadya writes in the tshuva that we're celebrating or she becomes mechuyev in mitzvahs. So it's like Rav Yosef says, he made a suda when the chamim told him that a blind man is chayev in mitzvahs. Right? Because he was blind, so he was very happy. The Amshar Shlomo says when you become a mechuyev in mitzvah, you got to make a suddin. So that would also facilitate pashtus. Bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah would be considered to be what? Permissible for you to say that you could have music and live music and singing, l'maisa. Okay, and the last point is on this l'maisa is the notion of listening to music when you get up in the morning if there are words of Torah. You know, sometimes you might wake up to Jewish music. If there are words of Torah, we know it's usher to hear Torah or say Torah before Birkas HaTorah. So, on one hand, maybe you could say it's background and you're not listening, right? On the other hand, though, if you hear these psukim, it's questionable. So I think it's better to wake up in the morning with news rather than the Jewish music. I remember one sec, Aaron and Shaul Beam, I don't know if they still do it, when I was a bacher there, on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, they have a shir in the morning. You know, Nates, before Nates. And when I went into the shir in the morning, I had forgotten to say Birkas HaTorah. So how could I be listening to the shir of Birkas HaTorah? I was feeling bad on Yom Kippur. So I said Birkas HaTorah sitting. So as Shulchan Aruch is supposed to say Birkas HaTorah standing. So I remember I asked one of the rabbis afterwards, he said, don't worry, it's better I didn't stand up in the middle of the shir, start saying Birkas HaTorah and disturb the shir. Yes, Aaron, go ahead.
Say that in your Torah,
that's a machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Gaon. The Mechaber says, Lamaisa. It's a Machlais Mechaber Nagon. But don't make a mistake. Everyone agrees that when you think in Torah, you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Question was, Birkas HaTorah nacked on her Torah. So you shouldn't get involved in that Machlaikis. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we have to go a lot Viking.